A good and Erev Shabbos, everybody. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir number 181. Today we're going to talk about depression, because people with feelings of inferiority are likely to feel depressed. To alleviate this depression, one needs to correct their self-image. So very often, again, depression is a very difficult thing. Sometimes it requires extra intervention. But very often, you go to the shayrish of it, in many cases, is feelings of inferiority. And to alleviate this depression, one must correct their self-image. It is important that this type of self-image distortion is identified to understand what it really is. Now, there are chemical imbalances, Rav Tversky says, that could produce depression. Some medication, both prescribed medication, over-the-counter medication, can cause depression. There are decongestants used for relief for sinus infection or hay fever or common colds, or appetite suppressants or histamines, if taken more than recommended especially, could cause depression. Rav Tversky had a story, it's not written here in this book, that he took a certain type of cough medicine or type of medicine like that, and he got severely depressed. He thought there was something really wrong with him. And a doctor said, "Are you taking anything?" And he stopped taking it, and he started feeling better again. Internal bodily changes, hepatitis, infections, viral illnesses, a surgical procedure, hormonal changes of premenstrual or postpartum or menopausal phases could also result in depression. Sleep disturbances can cause depression, and it could be a genetic origin. A grief reaction, you know, when you have a serious loss in life, can progress into clinical depression. So you have to be aware of all the shorashim. So what we said here, that the symptoms of real depression could come from a low self-image, it's not only that often. There's other biological and biochemical changes and other things. But one needs to also address that. That is very possible that is because of a low self-image. That once that is corrected, the symptoms are alleviated and you are on the healing path. What are the symptoms of severe depression? They may include loss of sleep, loss of appetite, loss of interest in things, loss of sex drive, crying, inability to concentrate, despair, death wishes. These feelings are generally accompanied with an intense feeling of worthlessness, an intense feeling of inadequacy. Those are the feelings that comprise low self-esteem. So he's saying that you can't rule out other things, and you have to explore when one is depressed or severely depressed to look at other, you know, cover all angles of it. But very often, the shayrish of it is indeed low self-esteem. It is important to recognize that in this situation, the feelings of worthlessness and inferiority may be secondary to the depression of the biochemical origin, like we said. When the depression is relieved with proper treatments, the feeling of worthlessness may disappear or get alleviated. The person who had a very positive self-image and may develop severe self-image due to clinical depression. And when it's the depression is treated, the positive self-image returns. So if a person overall was always very positive and confident and now they feel depressed, it could be there's other reasons behind it. But if a person always had a negative self-image, it could be very likely that that is the shayrish of the depression you're feeling. Don't self-diagnose yourself. You really should check it out. But it is always kedai to work on your self-image. And that can often alleviate depressive symptoms. One of the distinguished features between depression due to negative self-image and clinical depression is that the clinical depression is almost invariably has an onset. So, for example, a person felt fine until 8 months ago, you know, something like that. But when the depression stems from a feeling of inferiority, it usually was part of their personality as long as they can remember. That's one of the sherish to be machalic between the two. The problem is during a clinical depression, you're looking at life like through a smoked glass. You see the present bleak, the past bleak, and the future bleak. All of it is bleak and hopeless feeling to it. You may very well say, I felt this way about myself since as long as I can remember. May not be true. Family members of this person, whoever it is, may be able to provide more accurate information about when the negative feelings start occurring. So they don't have a laboratory test that can diagnose clinical depression. It's not in the bloodstream or anything like that, that you could test it out. So it's kedai to treat clinical depression, but also then direct your attention to feelings of inferiority that come from a negative self-image. Now, trying to deal with negative self-image when you have an untreated clinical depression is not good because you may, you know, have misleading misconceptions about what the sheresh of depression is. So Bekitzer, what he's saying here is that if one feels depressed or clinically depressed, they need to go to you could go to a doctor or whatever it is and explore the reasons for the depression. You have a chiyuv to do that. Just treating negative self-image alone right away may not work if there's other untreated aspects that need to be treated. But there's no question that this is a sheirish of many people that are depressed that once worked on could alleviate a lot of their suffering. So many people suffering with depression develop often feelings of hopelessness. They don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Some of them, unfortunately, may attempt suicide. But this can be helped, and if they are helped, they have an awareness that their perception of reality is not accurate and give them hope, and this tragedy of suicide attempts can be averted. There's a person, Paul, Reb Tversky encountered, an attorney, 36 years old, that he consulted Reb Tversky for treatment for his depression, and Paul admitted that he had seriously contemplated suicide. So Reb Tversky says as follows: after listening to his descriptions of how everything in life has gone wrong for him, I asked Paul whether he had ever been made a concerted effort at getting to know himself, or whether he had just taken himself for granted without any self-examination. And when he stated, Paul, that he never really had done any serious introspection, any serious cheshbon nefesh, I pointed out to him that in all likelihood, he lacked self-awareness. I reminded Paul that just in a few weeks earlier had been an account of a news of a man who went berserk and killed several people at random in a business busy shopping center. And Retorsky asked Paul, what do you think about a person like that? So Paul answered, he must be insane. Why would anyone kill people who doesn't even know? And I then pointed out to Paul, and inasmuch as he lacked self-awareness, and he was a stranger, in fact, to himself, and although he felt depressed, this did not give him an excuse to kill a stranger. To do so would be irrational, as the person who went berserk in the shopping center. I told Paul that regardless of how depressed he felt, the idea of suicide would have to be delayed until he has a valid self-awareness. Once that latter is achieved, we could then discuss the entire issue of suicide. And Paul actually smiled at the idea. He entered group therapy, directed at self-awareness and self-esteem enhancement. 2 years later, Retorsky received a letter from Paul stating that he had come to know himself much better. Suicide was absolutely the last thing he would consider. He said, I like this guy too much to think of killing him. Again, you have to love yourself. And Hashem loves you. You're a Tzelem Elokim. And that fights off these feelings of wanting to end your life. Here's another example. Estelle was depressed following the birth of her third child. Her second child, who was at that time 7, had a serious hearing deficit, and Estelle was determined to mainstream the child rather than have him in special education classes. She devoted a great deal of attention to this child, but now she had a baby to attend to as well, and when she entered treatment, she appeared physically exhausted. She considered herself an inadequate mother because she was unable to respond to all the needs of all her children. Estelle required some medication for the depression, but also entered into group therapy. Here, she was helped to see that she was dealing very adequately with some major challenges of parenting. The group encouraged her to try and get additional help so that she could devote her attention to her children without overtaxing her capacities. As her depression lifted and her self-esteem improved, Estelle functioned very well and did succeed in mainstreaming her child in school. We have this a lot. We think we're inadequate when we're having a hard day as a husband, as a wife, as a father, as a mother, and we feel inadequate. We get overwhelmed and we feel we're terrible parents or whatever it is. We need to give ourselves a break. We're trying our best. and and build yourself up. You know, we all have off days. There are many circumstances in life that can cause us to feel depressed. And again, you need to seek competent treatment when the depression is becoming disabling and debilitating. And again, you don't just rely on working on one's self-esteem in order to alleviate the depression. You have to check all angles of it. But at the same time, what is very, very true is that many, many sources of depression, or what definitely attributes to severe depression and downness and anxiety in many cases, is this low self-image of oneself, of beating oneself up, of feeling worthless, hopeless. And we have to work through that. And Be'ezus Hashem, we will. And again, a lot of it is building up. Again, arrogance is a bad thing, 100%. You know, people that are arrogant and inflated egos, but very often it takes the opposite form. The ego, sometimes we have those egos and our gaiva falls into the form of thinking of ourselves so much that we think so low of ourselves. And in a way, that's also an ego. You know, who do you think our egos are very fragile. So when we get hurt with our ego, we get depressed. Instead of just thinking along the lines of, I have a soul, I have a mission in life, God loves me, and I want to maximize my potential. I make a mistake, I'm not going to get crushed by it, but I'm going to work on getting better. May Hashem help that we should all work on this, work on ourselves, build ourselves up to remove these negative feelings so that we could become a healthy husband, a healthy wife, a healthy father, a healthy mother, that we all have achrayas to do. And the better we feel about ourselves and our gifts and our potential, the more likely that the depression will alleviate and ultimately disappear, and we'll be able to thrive in life with a true simcha. Bracha v'atzlacha.